Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Apple's tight grip on iMessage spurs fresh calls for an antitrust probe. More than a dozen organizations called on the Department of Justice and the Senate Judiciary Committee to investigate Apple for anti-competitive behavior in how it controls messaging, apps, and more. By Lauren Good. The U.S. Department of Justice has got mail. A coalition of more than a dozen tech advocacy groups wrote to the agency calling on it to launch an investigation into allegedly anti-competitive behavior by Apple. The letter says that Apple's recent blocking of Beeper, which reverse-engineered iMessage to allow compatibility with Android phones, is another example of Apple abusing its power to stifle competition and protect its famed walled garden. It was sent by the Tech Oversight Project, which campaigns for tougher tech regulation. A second letter was sent to the Senate Judiciary Committee by Demand Progress, which works on internet-related civil liberties, asking it to launch its own Apple probe. More than a dozen other progressive advocacy groups co-signed the two letters, including the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the American Economic Liberties Project, and Fight for the Future. The Department of Justice has been reported to be investigating Apple over antitrust concerns since at least 2020. Tech Oversight Project's letter to the DOJ urged it to accelerate that work and file an antitrust suit against Apple, pointing to what is called a long ongoing history of anti-competitive behavior, including favoring its own products on its devices, unfair policies for third-party apps and control of the App Store marketplace, and using its dominance to crush smaller competitors. Bloomberg reported in December that an EU antitrust investigation could make an enforcement decision against Apple over its control of the App Store in early 2024. The letter to the DOJ also cites the recent shutdown of Beeper Mini and prior complaints by Tile, maker of a tracking device, that its product's functionality was affected by Apple when the iPhone maker launched its own AirTag trackers. In its own letter, Demand Progress, which claims more than a million members, appealed to Dick Durbin, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Amy Klobuchar, chair of that group's subcommittee on antitrust, to call for a public hearing and investigation into Apple's practices, including its strategy of keeping iMessage exclusive to its own devices. Apple is attempting to squash efforts to streamline messaging between Apple and Android devices, the letter reads. It cites accusations that by making messages from people without iPhones appear in green bubbles, Apple exploits peer pressure, especially on teenagers, to advance its own interests. The company did not respond to a request for comment. The Apple Beeper episode has triggered new pressure on Apple to loosen its tight control of its services. On December 17th, four U.S. senators wrote to the Assistant Attorney General of the DOJ's Antitrust Division, Jonathan Cantor, calling for the department to investigate whether Apple potentially violated antitrust laws when it cut off some of Beeper's functionality between Android messages and iMessage. Beeper, a three-year-old Silicon Valley startup, launched its Beeper Mini app on December 5th to bridge the gap between SMS messaging on Android phones and Apple's iMessage protocol on iPhones. The app runs on Android phones and costs $2 a month. Apple's Messages app is offered only on Apple devices and displays incoming SMS messages from Android phones inside green bubbles instead of iPhone's blue bubbles. Android users also generally have a less secure, less media-rich messaging experience than communicating with people using iPhones. Bieber was supposed to fix those incompatibilities and put Android users on a level playing field with iPhone users. After Bieber Mini launched, Android phone users who signed up could experience iPhone features like tapbacks, and iPhone users on the receiving end of Bieber messages saw those messages as blue bubbles. Not only that, but Bieber claims it made messaging between Android users and iPhone users fully end-to-end encrypted, and thus more secure than a standard Android SMS to iPhone message exchange. Bieber Mini began to experience outages shortly after it launched, which Bieber suspects was a result of Apple blocking some of the app's functionality. Bieber had open-sourced its app code to be transparent about its technology. Apple later confirmed to The Verge that it took steps to protect our users by blocking techniques that exploit fake credentials in order to gain access to iMessage, saying that the techniques that Bieber used posed significant risks to user security and privacy. Bieber tweaked its technical infrastructure to try to keep the app running and now requires users to provide their Apple ID email and password in order to work with iMessage, something it did not require before. It also removed the app's subscription fee. The app continues to suffer intermittent outages. Apple has not responded to Wired requests for comment on the Bieber issue. The letters urging investigations of Apple from the Tech Oversight Project and Demand Progress add to the recent heightened scrutiny of the largest U.S. tech companies. Between 2005 and 2020, companies like Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Meta have employed millions of workers and contributed nearly 10% to the U.S. gross domestic product, by U.S. government estimates. But with that scale has come great power over markets and consumers' lives. In December, Google's mobile app store was deemed an illegal monopoly by a San Francisco jury in a case brought by Fortnite developer Epic Games. This issue is very timely, coming as it does on the heels of Epic's win, says Mark Lemley, a professor at Stanford Law School and director of the Stanford Program in Law, Science, and Technology. While Epic lost a similar case against Apple, there's a great deal of regulatory interest in walled gardens, and in particular in the incentives of companies like Apple to block or hinder apps like Bieber on their stores that compete with their own products. He predicts that Apple will, like Google, face increasing pressure to open its app store and platform to wider competition from other providers. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.